Bosnia. How are you finding it currently?
It's really nice to be here. I really like Mostar. I like the city. I like the people. And of course, I like the studies. Studying medicine, a dream became true, basically. And yeah, it's really lovely to be here and to have the opportunity to follow or to be able to be on the path to towards my dream job, even though it wasn't, the straight way, let's say. Yeah, so I'm really happy here.
Fantastic. Okay. And so did you apply in your home country initially before you went abroad?
I did apply in, yeah, I'm originally from Germany, so and I applied there, and I was already aware of it being really hard because you really need perfect grades, let's say like that, in your A levels or Abitur, wherever you call it. And I didn't have those really good grades. I mean, mine was fair enough, but it wasn't good enough for Germany. And I wrote this test that you can do, which might increase the chances for you getting into university there. It wasn't enough. Then I tried it in Austria. It was close, but yet not enough. And then I was considering other options because I really wanted to become a doctor and study medicine. So I didn't want to give up, just because I was rejected in, those two countries. And then I heard of, many students actually go abroad and go study somewhere in Eastern Europe. And becoming actually or getting actually a really good education there. And so I was looking around and I heard of different universities. And then I applied for two universities. It was Varna and Mostar in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And then I decided for Mostar because of several reasons. But yeah, it took me, some while to figure everything out, but it was like I think it was one of the best options, and I think I'm even more happy to study here than in Germany.
Oh wow, fantastic. That's quite a statement to make. But I hear it from a lot of students that go to study in these countries. It's an adventure and you fall in love with the place. But w what made you decide on going for Mostar instead of somewhere like Bulgaria?
Well, there are different reasons. First of all, Mostar has a slight different system, I'd say, than most universities. I'm not sure about all of them, but normally, or at least that's the case in Germany, they have like all different courses throughout the years and they are overlapping. Here in Mostar, it's different. You have one course after another. So for example, you have anatomy for, I think it's about 3 months here. So where you study all of the anatomy, so you can really dive into it. And then you have an exam, or you have, I think all, during those 3 months, you have two exams, oral exams and et cetera, but just on anatomy. So you don't need to worry about chemistry or whatever, biochemistry. So you can really dive into it. And then once you've passed these exams, the subject is finished for you. And then you go on to the next subject. And that was something that was really interesting to me because for me, it was, I thought it might be a dis it might be an advantage actually to really focus on that one subject, to dive into it, to try to really understand it, not to worry about, all those different subjects that you have during all those years. And that I they say they call it block system, was really interesting to me, and I thought it might be of advantage to me. And another reason is why I came here is actually the limited amount of students in a class. So when I started, I think they are now growing a bit, but still I think maximal 30 to 40 students a year. In my year currently we are 8 students. So it's really a small class, and it's basically sometimes you feel like you have private lessons, and that's great because you can ask the professors everything, and it's more like a conversation. And it is you they really you're really you if you have any problems understanding something, you can ask always. And it, of course, it's also easier for the professor to have this communication with students if the class is smaller. But like in Germany or other universities, they have students up to 80, 100, even more sometimes, where this communication wouldn't be as possible as it is here. And that was another reason Mostar was really interesting to me. And then thirdly, let's say a personal reason, I have an uncle who lives in Croatia near Split, and it's really not far away from here. And it was also nice to have like a family member maybe near to you at least. So because it's a big step to go, and it made me feel a bit more comfortable to know that someone might be close, someone maybe who talks the language as well, if I have any problems, because I don't speak Croatian yet. those were, let's say, the main reasons why I decided for Mostar. And yeah.
Oh, fantastic. It's nice to have multiple priorities. Obviously, that's something that we try and do with our students when we're talking to them. We try and find out as many good points for them as possible, as many things that are important for them, any family members that they have nearby to make them feel comfortable and support with, you know, do they want somewhere with bigger classes where they maybe they're a bit more kind of on their own, or do they want smaller classes where they have more, like you said, almost like tutoring? And different things work for different students, but it's great to know that with Mostar they have that very student focused approach, so that there's a lot of support for the students.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you have to kind of, let's say, accept your chance. You need to be active, and you know, it's not like you need to take the chance to ask the questions and so on. But if you do that, you know, it's really a great opportunity. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely! It sounds fantastic. Are you actually in the school right now? I can see the picture behind you.
I'm actually at home, but like I put them there.
So just to make sure it keeps fresh in your mind.
Exactly.
So can you tell us a bit more about the block system that they have there for learning and how it's kind of been for you?
Yeah, like as I already said, like you have one subject after another, and depending on the subject, it takes 2 weeks, it takes 4 weeks, it can take up to 3 months, like in the case for anatomy, for example. And then you have one or two exams, also depending on how big the course is. Then the subject is basically finished for you. So you don't have an accumulation of exams towards the end of the year. So you can focus on studying just for that one subject, which is of advantage to me, for example,
I was just going to say, so the exam is at the end of every block. So if it's a 2 week module, then you do the exam at the end of that?
It depends. It's not necessarily 2 weeks. Like in anatomy, for example, you have two partial exams. So they split it up like in bones, ligaments, and neuroanatomy. And then you have your written exam on that. And then you continue with muscles, blood vessels, and everything else that needs to be mentioned. And then you have an exam on that partial. And then mostly, on most subjects here, you have an oral exam. So they just check whether you really understood that subject, whether you, like, it's just a checkup, basically. But you have a lot of oral exams here. But they are doable. If you studied enough, and then it shouldn't be a problem. But yeah, depending on the course, you have two partials normally if there's a bigger courses, so they are split up. But if it's a really small course of 2 weeks, for example, you have this course for 2 weeks, and then you have the exam at the end, and you approximately have 4 to 10 days, depends on the subject, to study for this exam, meaning you're free. Of course you have to study, but you're free of lectures and there won't be any lectures anymore. So you can focus on studying, repeating what you've discussed in lectures.
Okay, fantastic. So it seems like it's quite good. And what kind of happens if a student doesn't pass a test? Do they have an opportunity to resit that test, and when would that happen?
Yeah, so for this bigger subject, for example, where you have those partial exams, you have the first partial and the second partial, and then a week after there is a final exam. And you if you pass both of those partial exams, you don't have to write the final exam, you just need to do the oral exam. But let's say you don't pass the first partial exam, but you pass the second partial exam, you have the possibility to repeat that first partial in the final exam. And when you pass it there, you can go to the oral exam. Okay, now, but if you don't pass, for example, the partial in this second try, meaning in this final exam, you can do it in summer. And I think you can have up to 5 tries. I don't have really experience on that because I normally pass them on time.
As you
I
should.
believe, yeah. I mean, and it's really possible if you study enough and if you're engaged. But if you have, I think, up to 5 tries to pass this exam in summer, there are then these exam terms, and yeah. So that's the system of how it works normally for those bigger subject. And if it's a smaller subject and you have just one exam, you pass it, and if you don't pass it, you do it in summer.
Okay, and what about the location? Can you tell us a little bit about how things are with that?
You mean Mostar, the place Mostar?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a really interesting city. And in general, the country Bosnia and Herzegovina, it's a country with a lot of, like, let's say, difficulties, cultural, as well as social tensions. And you have different cultures here. You have the Muslim population, you have the Christian population, you have the Orthodox population. So there's a mix of people, and you also see it in the city. The city is basically divided by a river, and on one half you have, let's say, the Muslim population where you see all those mosques, and on the other half you have the more or less Christian population where you have those regular churches that we know maybe from Germany or the UK. So it's a really interesting city with a interesting story, let's say, interesting cultural differences. And it's really a city of charm. It really has something. It's really hard to describe unless you're here. But it's really lovely to be here. And of course, the weather here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, but especially in Mostar, is also a factor that I really like, because it is a really
Of
Mediterranean
course.
climate here. Yeah, so it's in summer. Like, I'd suggest to pass all your exams before summer because it can get up to 40 degrees plus here in summer, which is really hot, and it makes it really hard to study then. But yeah, you have early spring, like the spring, basically the weather starts to be really nice here in March, and you have a really long autumn, and it's really nice. The winter, it doesn't snow here really. You have normally rain. It rains a lot here, but when you go a bit further around Mostar, you have those mountains, and of course there are some ski resorts, so you could technically also go skiing if you like to. So yeah, it has a lot to offer. And it's a really nice city. I like it really much. And the people are also really lovely. It's a bit more of this Balkan lifestyle here. It's kind of chilled. You go for coffees a lot, and going for a coffee means basically going for any drink. They just call it going for coffee, but it's really this, yeah, chilled lifestyle. Even though, of course, the uni can be really stressful, but it's a good balance, let's say, that you have this culture, this lifestyle that basically the people live here. It's a good balance to the stressful life at uni.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, if you're studying medicine or dentistry, it's so difficult and demanding in terms of the course wherever you go. So I guess it's a big bonus to have a location that is very relaxing and very calming.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, and of course also the sea is not far from here. So depending on where you go, it's 1 to 2 hours or 1.5 to 2 hours by car, and then you're at the seaside. So that's also a big bonus point, that when you have maybe some free days, you can go to the seaside and also maybe relax there a bit or enjoy a few days there. So Mostar like can really offer a lot, or it's really close to places that can do so as well. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I guess a lot of people, what they're worried about, especially when it's a country like Bosnia, that of course people like me and you from places like Germany and England and the UK and Western Europe don't know that much about countries like Bosnia. So that, I think one of the main worries is safety. Am I going to be safe if I go and study there as an international student? Culturally, is it safe for people of different cultures and different ethnicities, different religious backgrounds? What would you say is kind of your perspective on the safety there in general for international students living in Bosnia?
Well, I think I personally feel really safe here, and criminality is really, I feel low when you're not part of a gang, let's say. There are a lot of stories on the news about the political situation here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it's a really difficult political kind of situation, because you have those three major ethnicities here, and the war is also not long ago, so I think 30 some years ago, so it really still is in the heads and the mind of people here, and of course also politicians, and that's why you read a lot about maybe some instability in the news. But as a student, you don't really experience that. You might read it, but when you live here, it basically doesn't matter that much to you. Of course, sometimes you're a bit concerned because of what you read, but so far nothing has happened. And also, like as I said, criminality or criminal rates, I feel, are really low. Of course, there are some gangs here, but they do have their disputes, in between their circle, let's say. But if you're not at the wrong place at the wrong time, nothing will happen to you. But I think that's the case in every country. So I personally feel really safe here. I don't mind, or I'm not afraid of anything to happen to me. I feel really safe, and yeah, it's really not as bad as you might read in the news sometimes.
Oh, the news always seems to make it worse than it sounds for all of the countries. I remember before visiting some countries being worried because of what I read on the news, and then you go there and it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that's for every country.
I mean, how did... Yeah, sorry, continue.
I'm sorry. Okay. So yeah, of course you read a lot, and the news try to make their story also interesting. And of course, politicians also try to make those headlines. And especially here, when different ethnicities, they block each other. They want to divide this country. They want to have their part of the country. And of course, it's a really difficult situation. And it's just a, let's say, artificial country that is held together by America and Europe after the war, to somehow kind of make it a peaceful, or yeah, to stop the war and everything. So it is a artificial state, let's say, and it wouldn't work without, let's say, the United States and everything. But of course, there are politicians, you know, trying to make headlines and, you know, to represent the interests of their people. But this is just on the political level, mostly. Some people, you know, they don't even are not even interested in these politics here anymore, because it's just, you know, a constant dispute and blocking of others' opinions and so on. But as I said, like what you read in the news is mainly on the political level, and when you live here, you, unless you read the news, you don't experience that at all. And of course, if you talk to some people that might have even fought in the war, it's still in the mind of the people. And I think after, you know, the war is really not long ago, and you see it also in the houses sometimes, you know, where the bullets hit the houses.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's the same in Croatia. I've been around Croatia before and seen a lot of that happening. With Croatia, you can still see so much stuff from the war that they had, even though it was decades ago now. Quite a long time, but obviously for the people that were a part of it 30 years ago, it's probably still quite a fresh thing. But I mean, I want to hear from your perspective as an international student. How is it for you on a daily basis? You know, is it a friendly atmosphere? Do people treat you well as an international student? How do you find it?
Yeah, totally. People are really kind here and really helpful. Of course, there are some people who aren't, but I think that's also the case in every country. But generally, the people are really kind, really helpful here. And they welcome you wholeheartedly. And I feel really comfortable here and really supported by the people here that I know that are from here. And it's really I wouldn't worry at all to come here and not feel welcomed. So it is a great great society, the people here, and really friendly and helpful. So yeah, I really like to be here, and because I also really enjoy this kindness of the people here. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what do you kind of do in your spare time in Mostar?
Well, if I have spare time, which is rare, and those especially the first 3 years, because, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, it depends on the student. Some students like to get more spare time, some less, depends on how much they study, of course, and I study a lot. But if I have spare time, I go to the gym to work out. I go for runs, and of course I go for coffees. As I said in the beginning, this is really part of this culture and lifestyle here, to go for coffees, which basically means you go for a drink with a friend in some cafe. It's also way cheaper. We might come to talk about that. So you go for a drink or coffee, as they call it here, no matter what you drink, and you just talk and catch up with things and just have a relaxed conversation. And so those are the major things I do my free time. But you can also go and play pool, for example, in some pubs, let's say. There are also clubs that you can go to. I'm not really the type of guy for that, but if someone likes it, they can go, so it exists. Of course, if you're into hiking, there are beautiful mountains around Mostar that you can hike. There are a lot of options, but I personally go to the gym, I go running, go for coffees, and yeah, sometimes to the cinema if there's a good movie. So normally those big movies, let's say, they're also in English here with, of course, Croatian subtitles, but so it is also possible for, let's say, these foreign students to go to the cinema here because they are shown like in or displayed in English language. So yeah, and there is a lot of different things you can do here, but those are the main things I do here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cool. So quite a lot to do then, regardless of what kind of a person you are, whether you want the city life or whether you want something that's more in nature. I guess there's always a way to unwind when it comes to it with this. So
Definitely,
that's a
yeah.
good thing.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get to know all those options. You don't know them all when you come here, but the longer you're here, the more you are aware of all the possibilities, all of the possibilities and things that you can do here. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Great. And going back to the school, what would you say? I know you mentioned we spoke a bit about the block system. What would you say the practical sessions like with the school? Have you had much done much lab work so far? I know obviously you're not in the clinical years yet, but have you covered anything else at the moment?
Well, yeah, of course. We, for example, in physics, chemistry, or biochemistry, we went to the lab or and did different experiments. And so, yeah, we do a lot of practical work. Also in pharmacology, we did some practical work. So it is offered here. It is done. And yeah, they might not have all those advanced tools that universities have in really rich countries, let's say, but they try their best to, offer or offer the best education with what they have. And it's also not that they have a bad equipment. It's they have everything you need basically for medical studies, and you do some practical work. And I remember physics, chemistry. So you see actually you see the theory that you have learned, and there is a lot of practical work here, yeah.
So what you're saying is that the facilities may look a little bit different on the outside, but really it's still going to get you to the same position. It's still everything you need to become a very confident doctor.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we have any disadvantage here. Yeah, so I definitely say, yeah, they have everything to offer for you to become a good doctor. So no disadvantage, I'd say personally, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And can you tell us anything that you sort of struggled with over there and how you overcame it?
What I struggled with. This block system, let's say, has one disadvantage. Like for me personally, it is that you have to constantly study all the year, because you have one exam after another. So you have finished one subject and then you start with the next subject, and you have just 7 days to, let's say, repeat everything you were taught in those 3 4 weeks. And which means you basically need to study from the first week onwards, and you don't really have a break in between the subjects. So you have an exam, and then the next day, or sometimes even the same day, the new subject starts. But mostly the exams are on Friday, and on Monday, a new subject starts. So very little recovery time, and this can really drain you, because also in the winter, we don't have those huge semester breaks, let's say, that other universities have. We normally have, we are free sometime before Christmas. I don't know, it's 22nd, 20th of December, and normally we start again on the 7th of January. And normally we finish with one subject just before Christmas, and we have the exam after Christmas. So it's also not that you can totally relax during those holidays, because you need to study for the upcoming exam, and this can really drain you. I mean, it also depends on the student, some student really care about their grades, some just let me pass, some say I'll do it in summer either way. Then they might have a relaxed holiday. But so for me personally, because I do care about the grades and so on, it can be really draining. And I also want to pass everything, so I don't have anything in summer. So because I want my summer to be free, so I can relax properly and not have or have pharmacology exam in 6 weeks coming up in mind. So, but the downside of this is that you have to constantly study, constantly work, no break, and this is really draining sometimes. And how I overcame this, maybe?
I guess
I think it's always good to recall why you're doing it, so you don't lose the motivation. Okay, I will just continue. So, that you don't lose the motivation. And additionally to that, it's for me, it was always the motivation to have this free summer. So to pass everything before the semester ends. And those were the things that kept me motivated, and basically how I overcame this really draining period. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I was going to say that's one of the things that I find with, there's a lot of courses in Europe that are really intensive like that, and they do keep you on your toes. But we also, on the flip side, a lot of the time we see more students passing from those courses just because they're staying in that level all the time. Whereas students that study a bit and then take a break and study and take a break, you're always having to come in and out of that focus, and it's really difficult to do that. So I guess the upside with your course is that you're probably going to see more people having success because they're always staying in that correct mindset to keep learning and keep developing. Would you say that that's the case for your school?
Can you repeat the question, because the connection between it was a bit bad?
Yeah, would you say that the consistent learning with your school, would you say that that's an advantage for you to keep that high level of learning and growing?
Well, I think it is an advantage because, of course, once you are a doctor, you know, life doesn't get easier. And of course, you will encounter a lot of stress. And with this constant, you know, studying, learning, constantly being or having to be available, you know, it kind of prepares you for all the stress, and you also kind of get used to this, even though it's still draining, and you need to make sure you don't move into a burnout. So you really need to be aware. You get to know yourself really well. You know where your limits are, what you need to do to take care of yourself as well. And this is something that you really learn and have to learn during this, especially first 3 years. So I'd say this is an advantage, because you are basically learning how to cope with stress. You're learning how to overcome stress and basically what's the best thing for yourself to do so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your insight and experience. I know you're super busy at the moment, so I won't keep you any longer. I'll let you go and focus on your pharmacology preparations and revisions and whatever else you've got at the moment. But thank you. Is there any last bit of advice that you'd like to give for the people listening today?
Come to Mostar, it's really a great place to be. And when you go somewhere else, I don't know, I think it's really important always, especially in those stressful periods of time, and when you might even doubt, why am I doing this? Why do I have to go through this? It's always important to recall the reason you're doing this and to recall where you want to be. And this always gives me the motivation to keep on going. And because in the end, we all want to help the people, we all want to save lives. And I think you can't study enough for achieving this. So yeah, that's always what I recall when I'm struggling, let's say. So yeah.
Fantastic. Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing your story. For those of you needing the extra context at the end there, it's Jonathan is studying in his third year at Mostar University in Bosnia. If you want any more details on the school, please reach out medlinkstudents.com. We'd be happy to go through all of the information and see if you qualify for this fantastic opportunity. Thanks again, Jonathan, and good luck with the rest of your studies.
Thank you very much. Thank you.